Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, staying home alone. It's something that most young teenagers dream of. It's a representation of freedom and coming of age. But what happens when the doorbell won't stop ringing, and the individual responsible for it is nowhere to be found? That chilling story and more today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4800. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd absolutely love to hear them. Of course, if you like the show, you want to keep us on the air, become an extra podcast person, get access to all of the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more. It's all there. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. There's somebody here at the door. Hello?
Ding dong. It's me at the door, bitches.
Okay. It's just Robert. He's just playing with us again.
It's me at the door, bitches.
Ding dong. It's me at the door, bitches.
What's funny is that when I was listening to that opener, I don't even know what he was. I didn't even listen to one damn thing he was saying, actually. I was just listening to how he was saying it and that he sounds so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's so funny. I never realized how robotic he spoke.
He really did. And that's what I think lends to them doing this well, because it's like it was the same pattern every single time he spoke. And it just over and over. So it's not hard to generate that.
It cracks me up because every time I don't even pay any attention to what he's saying, I'm just listening to him talk.
And I hear it going, like, damn, this could be a real one. Like, it totally sounds like something like that was on Unsolved Mysteries.
I know. It's so weird.
That's great. It's always great to have
Although
Robert.
When he
around.
Does the knock-knock jokes, but he says them robotically, like he probably did in real life. Like, I got the feeling the guy probably couldn't tell a joke.
Robert, what do you think?
Right.
Ding dong. It's me at the door, bitches.
Because then everybody be, Robert, it's your delivery.
The inflection. Like, the other
it's
way.
It's me at the door, bitches. Give it a little something. Like, and then you try it again. It's me at the door, bitches.
It's me at the door, bitches.
Oh, no.
Love you, Rob.
Gotta work on that.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. If I do work on that, then I cannot do my job at Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah.
Very well.
Yeah, good old Robert.
Just cracks me up. Cracks me up.
Yeah. 855-853-4802, our phone number, at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd absolutely love to hear them. Let's actually go to a caller to kick off the show today. As soon as I can get that folder open that has those calls in it. The sooner I can get to that call. Stand by.
Bitches. Jennifer.
Bitches.
Let's go to that call, bitches.
I had it open and then I closed it like right as I was trying to open it. All right.
How did you do that, bitches?
I don't know why I did that, Carol Hughes. All right, here we go. This is a ghost story. Hi, what's going on?
Hi, Tony and friends. My name is Desiree, calling from Connecticut. I love your podcast. I just started listening about 2 weeks ago. And as soon as I get home tonight from work, I will be joining you as an EPP member. But I wanted to give you my story really quick. I hope it's not too long for your recording. But it started when I was 11 years old. My mom rented an apartment from a coworker of hers. And apparently there was some history to the apartment. He told my mom some history about the apartment. She just never shared with us, which was my two older brothers and my stepdad. So anyway, everything started when it would be like nighttime and I would be at home with my dad because my brothers were always out with their friends. And my mom, you know, she worked some nights. And my stepdad and I would hear what would sound like kids running up and down the stairs in the front hallway. And, you know, my stepdad would get kind of pissed off because here he is trying to relax after a long day at work. And he would open the door and look, and there would be no one. So we would just kind of give each other like this look, like, you know, we both know we heard it. So, you know, it's just like, okay, whatever. We'll keep on watching TV. Then all of a sudden we'll hear it again. And my stepdad will kind of just go to the door and kind of just listen. And he, like, wouldn't hear it because I would clearly hear it as well. And he would open the door, and again, nobody. So, you know, it was something that would happen not every night, but occasionally. So then another experience I had there was one day I was home alone, and my mom had like no one to babysit me. Everyone had to work, so I stayed home alone, and I had got some new rollerblades for Christmas. So of course it's snowing out, couldn't take the rollerblades outside to skate. So you know, I would try to rollerblade inside the house. So my mom, I guess she had found out that that's what I was doing because she would find out the skid marks all over the place. But so one day she told me, she's like, you know, I don't want you in the house. You better not catch any skid marks all over the floor. I'm like, okay, won't do it again. Okay, whatever. So, you know, here I am, kid, bored. And so I start rollerblading all over the house. And there was a hallway between the kitchen and the living room, and that's where I would, like, you know, rollerblade back to and from. And this one particular time, I'm, like, going with the rollerblades, and when I feel, like, a shove, like someone shoved me from behind, and I fell. So when I fell, I ended up hurting my knee. And in turn, I ended up calling my mom at work and letting her know what happened. And of course, got yelled at for rollerblading or whatever. But, you know, she dismissed the shove and said that it was just probably, you know, me going too fast on my rollerblades. And maybe I should have listened and not rollerblade. So, you know, we left that alone. Another time, I was laying in my bed at night. And I had trouble going to sleep, and I felt like something sat at the end of my bed. And, you know, I'm awake and I'm like, oh my God, what is that? So, you know, I thought maybe one of my brothers came home because we did have a door that connected two of our rooms together. One of my brother's rooms and my room, we had a door that, like, I could just walk in his room if I wanted to. But the door, like, my brother always had a lock on it, so he would keep the lock so I would never go in there. But so I just kind of thought maybe he's trying to scare me. So I just tried to ignore it and get some sleep. And then I felt like a hand like go from my head to like the middle of my back, like it was trying to like caress me like a mom would do with kids, like, you know, like good night, you know, like, I don't know. It, oh my God, I just have chills right now while telling you this still, because it's like I still remember that so vividly. And when I felt that, I ripped the blanket from on me and I ran out of my room. I ran into my mom's room and I'm crying, I'm screaming, and she's asking me what's going on. And, and I told her what happened, and she said it was all in my head, again, trying to dismiss it. But she, you know, let me sleep the night in her room and just try to tell me that it was all in my head and whatever. And from that night on, I've never slept in that room again. I would always find a reason to sleep in my brother's room, or I would go to my mom's room, and before I knew it was time for bed, I would pretend like I was asleep so she would leave me there, because I just would not go there. And she wouldn't force me there either, because obviously I think she did know what was going on. You know, she just maybe had experiences of her own and just didn't want to admit what was going on to me so I wouldn't be scared. So then another experience I had was, and this one could have been a fluke, but I went to turn on the stove one day to help my mom cook, and it was a gas stove, and it wasn't coming on. We never really had problems with the stove, so, you know, I just kept on, like, turning it on, turning it on, turning it on, and then I'm like, you know, I smell it, but I don't, you know, hear it coming. And then it wasn't until I kind of move my head a little bit to see if, like, I can hear it, and the flames just went up and lit my hair on fire. So, like, you know, that scared me. Like, obviously, like, it didn't get too much in my hair, but, you know, enough to scare me as a little 11-year-old. But those pretty much were, like, my experiences in this house. It wasn't until we moved out of there into another home that my mom did sit my brothers and I down and told us that, in fact, the house was haunted. Apparently, a family lived there many, many years before we did. It had been a good 10 years before the landlord re-rented out the place, and he rented it out to us. But apparently, someone tried to go in the house and rob the place and, like, burglarize, and they shot and killed the younger girl that lived there. She was 14 years old. So that's who got shot and killed in that house. I don't know if maybe it was her that, was doing all this scaring to me, and maybe her going running up and down the stairs, but that both my stepfather and I did hear that, so I know I wasn't crazy with that. But, you know, my mom said, you know, we only lived there for maybe about 2 years, but, you know, she did tell us that that's what was happening in that house. Also, as an adult right now, I purchased my own home. I don't feel anything in my home. I've been there for about 3 years now, but there is this house on my street, maybe about a quarter mile up from my house, that has been abandoned the whole time I've lived there. I take my dog on a walk every night before bed, and we walk past this house every single night. And the house just creeps me out, always gives me the creeps every time I walk by it. Anytime, like, my dog maybe will stop and have a tinkle in front of the house, I just get this weird vibe as if I'm being watched. just recently, I've been noticing the basement lights on in that house. And the basement lights are not on. Sometimes a hallway light is on at that house. And so I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if lights just stay on a property, even though it's been abandoned for 3 years. And it's probably been abandoned way longer than that. 3 years is all I've really known. But it just gives me the creeps. And every time I walk my dog, I call it the creepy house. So, anyway, those are my stories. I would like your thoughts on the things that I've shared. And again, hope you guys keep the podcast for a really long time. I really enjoy it. And you guys have a great one. Thanks for talking. Have a good one, guys. Bye-bye.
There you go. Talk about, some scary experiences there, especially what comes to my mind is the fire on the stove that flew up at her.
Yeah. And, a gas stove, I guess, could do some freaky things, but
yeah,
that was dangerous.
Yeah.
But I was wondering as she was telling the stories, because it was all like things that were happening to her. And then to find out what happened in that house, to have lived there and not known.
Yeah.
Which I guess as a parent, I could see why. I don't think I'd be like, hey, we're moving into a new house, gang. And by the way, little girl got killed there. There's robbery. Just wanted you to know. You wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to me that not knowing the history of the house and things were happening to her.
Yeah.
That another young girl would want to get in on. Like, hey, you're rollerblading around the house. I want to rollerblade around the house. Or I want your attention while you're rollerblading around the house. I definitely can see why she would have been attracted to her.
Yeah.
And I just think that that would totally freak me out to know that kind of history behind a house.
Would you be able to stay there?
There should be, I totally get that feeling of walking by the creepy house. Mm-hmm. Like that house, it's like, you walk
by. I love those places.
I know they're looking at me.
Yeah.
And then to have lights on and off in different places in the house, that's weird.
What ends up happening is it's like The Burbs. Remember the Tom Hanks movie?
I don't think I ever saw it.
Oh, my goodness. There's the creepy house in it. And then there's like the weird family in it. And at the end, it's discovered everybody's okay. They think there's like one is a murderer. It's a classic. But growing up, I had neighbors that very much resembled that family, except I think there was actual murderous things involved with the family.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, whoops. We killed somebody.
Yeah.
Don't go talking about that.
Including several suicides on the property. Yeah. And the house very much resembled the house from The Burbs.
Oh.
It's like the rest of the neighborhood was cool, and there's like this. And it's still there. And to this day, it's like, what?
Did you see it when you went back?
Yeah. I mean, I can't not. It's like right up my parents' window across a creek. And they've been trying to grow trees there for 30 years to hide it. And they've never really got anything to grow very well. So it's just it's still there.
Now, my sister lived in a house where somebody did get murdered in the house behind where she lived.
Yeah.
They had big lots. I think they were each all an acre, acre and a half. So it was big lots. And they did. They planted a row of trees. And now you can't see that house.
That's nice.
I'm like, that was a really good idea.
When I lived in Wichita, we played the game of did your unit have a decapitation in it? Which is, it's a fun game to play.
Yeah, because you lived in an apartment building.
Yep.
And it had a lake.
Yep.
And they found a woman's head in the lake.
No. They never found the head. They found the woman in a unit, and she was like a cleaning lady for somebody. And
they didn't find her head.
They didn't find her head. They dredged the lake. They drained the lake.
That's it.
They never found the head.
That's why I have the lake in my brain. There's a, they looked there for the head.
There's like a mysterious head hanging out somewhere. So, it was a domestic, not that it makes it any better, but it wasn't like a random, you know, hatchet job to someone. It makes it more sense. Like, okay, it's not a random person that's going and cutting people's heads off.
I mean, it does make it better in that the odds of me getting my head cut off by that guy have decreased greatly.
Exactly.
The fact that somebody like that guy lived in our neighborhood, that bothers me.
That would be kind of weird. I mean, what I'm wondering is like, how did the guy get in there, take her head, and leave without like anybody seeing? Because it was a very active little. There was a lot of units there.
Oh, like,
and there was a lot of young people. And
I can't remember what show I was watching, but one of those. There was some murder show, and anyway, the guy had cut off somebody's head, and he said that he put it in like a. Some kind of a bowling ball bag would be good.
That'd be great for a head.
And so, yeah, but he had it in some kind of bag, and he remembered walking down or up the stairs. He was on the stairs.
Yeah.
And some like young college kids were out partying. They're running up the stairs or something. And he's like, I just remember thinking, if they only knew I had a head in my bag. You hear something like that, and it kind of sticks with you.
What? That would be, okay.
But that's how you do it. You just put it in your gym bag and you walk out.
Oh, my God. That would be a great prank to do, like, at a bowling alley. Like, there's, like, the bowling alley pro shop, you know? And that's where you can, like, get some of that stuff. You go in there with the bowling ball bag, and you're like, you know, I really want to talk about this one, or I want to get something that's engraved. And you open it, and there's a fucking head in the bag and not the bowling ball. And you just act like, oh, shit! I grabbed the wrong bag. And then you just like, you didn't see that. You didn't see that. And then you try and convince and you try and buy off the guy at the bowling alley to not talk. So you keep, you know, raising the dollar amount and like even like have a suitcase there with money. So it's like, will the guy not talk for X amount of money that there's a head in the bowling ball bag?
That would be a great prank for television.
That would be a great prank for television. or another one would just be very curiously go in there inquiring about the bags, but you don't want to ball and you detest bowling. You don't bowl, but you want it. And you keep asking like, do you think this would fit a head of like a,
I mean, it's about the size,
like a 6'8", you know, moderately large woman. Just the head. Would that fit in there? Why would you ask that, sir? I'm just curious because I mean, just gotta, I suppose I could shave the hair. What are you planning on doing with this? Nothing really, you know? What about this extra large one? I just want to make sure it fits. Just keep going.
And then, like, you're like, can you lean down here? Let me look at your head.
Can you put your head in the bag? you guys are kind of similar in size. Can you just fit your head in the bag just for a second for me?
Okay, I'll take it.
Oh God, let's just keep going. Because my next step would be to call a bowling alley right now and start making this like phone call, and, like prank it and see. Like I got a head in the bag. Oh, that would be so funny. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to a letter. It says, "Hi, my name is Matt. I live in Montauk, Michigan. This summer, I subscribed to Spotify, able to listen to music and podcasts at work, and I came across Real Ghost Stories Online and have listened to the show ever since. Thank you for keeping me entertained throughout the work week. I love hearing all the different stories and options that everyone shares. I can't wait to become an EPP member and listen to all the stories I'll gain access to. I had my first experience with the paranormal when I was 12 years old. Since then, I've been fascinated with the paranormal and all the questions we all look for answers to. Want to share some of my stories with everyone and hopefully hear one on the podcast sometime. I decided what better story to share than my first experience with the paranormal. As the story goes, I was 12 years old at the time. I'm now 43. I'll do my best at recalling the story as I remember it. My family, which included two younger brothers and my mom, were living in an apartment complex at the time. The apartment complex is located in Corunna, Michigan, which is next to my hometown of Oswego, Michigan. Thinking back, at the time, the complex had 7 buildings, which held at least 12 apartments in each building. To give you an idea of the size, the buildings were lettered from A to G. Also, they had 3 floors. Main floor at ground level, bottom floor, second story, and a third story. We lived in building E on the second floor, relevant to the story. One of my friends lived in building F, kitty corner from my building. From our balcony, you could see my friend's building. This day, my friend was over and my mom was leaving with my brothers to go grocery shopping. I'd normally be going along with her, but that day I asked if I could stay home by myself with my friend. Knowing she would not be gone long at the store, she agreed to let me stay home and hang out with my friend. After my family left, my friend Mark and I were in the living room playing our handheld video games and discussing trading games, which we like to do. Of course, time flies when you're having fun. Before you know it, it was getting dark outside. My friend looks at his watch and tells me it's time for him to get home before his mom gets upset that he's past his curfew. He leaves. I lock the door behind him. I could hear the security door shut to the building and saw him out of the balcony window walking to his building. I sit down on the couch, which is also right next to the balcony, and door to the apartment. Start playing my video game. I've been playing long, maybe 10 minutes, and I hear the door buzzer ring. Now, this only buzzes when one of the buttons outside is pressed. From my apartment, I could look out the balcony window and see if anyone was outside by that door and buttons. The other side of the building, I would not be able to see unless I was to leave my apartment and look down the hall, which I'd be able to see both security doors and part of the porches through glass windows by the doors. Nonetheless, after I had been startled a little from hearing the buzzer, not expecting anyone, I decided it must be my friend forgot something or asked me to come back over for longer. So I pushed the button on the intercom and asked, "Who is it?" Expecting my friend to answer me with something like, "Let me in. I don't hear anything at all." Now I assume my friend is messing with me. Look out the balcony window down by the one door my friend used when he left and doesn't see anything at all. Eventually, I just sit back down and start playing my game again. I do remember how quiet it was that day and turning my sound down on my game so I could listen for any apartment doors opening or footsteps from anyone in the hallways outside our door. Everything seemed almost too quiet. So, after sitting back down and turning on my game again, I hear the buzzer go off. This time I remember asking, "Who is it?" But also opening the apartment door after looking out the peephole and not seeing anyone. I opened the door so I could look at the other door and maybe catch the person who was ringing it. I don't see anyone again, but I'm still pushing the button on the intercom to give my opinion to anyone outside who may be listening. As such, something probably along the lines of, "Real funny, quit ringing my doorbell." Maybe with some other choice words at the time. I decide again to sit down, play my game, again. I was nervous at this point because I was by myself for the first time and mind wandering, thinking, what if it isn't my friend or any neighborhood kids? I was just wanting my family to return from the store ASAP. Sitting and looking at my game and waiting to hear the doorbell buzz again. I know it's just a matter of time. A couple minutes go by, and out of the silence, it buzzes again. I take a deep breath, get ready to get up, and possibly run out of the apartment and catch whoever it is. Just as I start to get up, there are 3 or 4 loud raps on the apartment door, meaning whoever or whatever this is directly on the other side of the door I'm right next to. That's when I become frozen, and my heart sinks into my stomach. All I can think is this can't be a person at all. No one person could ring that buzzer outside and then knock on the door within a couple seconds. Not to mention there hasn't been any sound coming from the hallways or hearing any other doors closing. I was truly scared and somehow I got the courage to run to my bedroom, grab my baseball bat, only thing I thought of doing at the time. all the while not wanting to see a ghost or hear another knock on the door. I was going to prove myself there wasn't a person in that building, though. I left the apartment with my aluminum bat ready to take off someone's head if I saw anyone. I checked every floor, from the third floor all the way to the basement floor, including a laundry room. Never heard another sound that night, waiting for my mom to return home, while I sat with my bat across my lap watching for someone to ring a buzzer outside. My friend said he went home that night and never left his apartment. We stayed friends for years afterwards, and he always said he just went home that night, anytime I told my story. Hope everyone enjoys my story. Keep up the great work, and stay safe. Thoughts on all that?
I don't know. Do you think it could have been the friend? Like, could there have been a way that he's kind of hiding somewhere? I don't know. Sounds like something a boy that age would do.
It does, but I think they were kind of looking at it logistically, though, too, going, I don't know how one humanly could do this. Unless there was a second ringer.
It was like the JFK
thing.
Dun,
dun, dun.
Did he do it by himself, or was there somebody else?
Yeah.
Speaking of, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's a really well written story, actually, because it's creepy AF. But you know, I'm just trying to think. Okay, could it? Since it's a buzzer, it sounds like, you know, the game that you play on people where you ring their doorbell and then there's nobody there.
Yeah.
Ring the doorbell, nobody there.
No.
Now, that said, if my doorbell was to ring right now, it would scare the shit out of me.
Sure.
Even if there was somebody there. Because these days, that's scary enough, just thinking that somebody's at your front
door. Oh, exactly. Like, whenever that rings, like, I'm like, the cameras go on, I'm like looking, I'm watching, I'm like, who's out there? It's not just, let's go to the door and joyfully open it. It's just like,
those days are gone.
I know.
So I think you'd have that reaction whether someone was doing it or not these days. It's just not right. But it's so, it makes me sad too that, you know, he's going to be big and stay home by himself and play games. And then that horrible thing happened to him. The poor guy probably wasn't able to stay by himself again until he was like 17.
No.
Or maybe 21. He might have had to live at home for a really long time after that.
Yeah. Quite the story. Thank you for sharing that.
That was a good one. It was very well written.
Yeah. I want to say, and we can do this in a real corny way. Let's grab some bumper music, shall we? Let's
see. Continue into today.
Oh, here we go. Coming up on tomorrow's program, we're going to be making an announcement of an exciting interview coming up. Someone who is good friends with a very famous serial killer. Tomorrow on Good Morning America.
Can't wait.
It's actually the theme music from the 1980s when it was Charles Gibson and Joan London. We'll talk about it tomorrow on the show. A very interesting interview I have lined up. People can connect dots. You know, it's ghost, very ghostly related. Murder is certainly part of the story as well. A friend of ours, a friend of the show, hooked us up with someone that has some stories. So anyway, more on that tomorrow. That's called a tease.
Yeah. And it wasn't me. So, cause I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you off the air. Maybe.
Asshole.
That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. You know, the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all commercial free. Ebook, audiobook, it's all there to binge away on. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.